Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Now these two Mishnayos, we go back to discuss one of the arayos mentioned in the first Mishnah in the previous Perek. The Mishnah says, "Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shloya Bai Lamai." What's the case of Eishes Achiv Shloya Bai Lamai? That if Reuven was married to this woman and then he died, Shimon is not allowed to marry her, and Mela, that means the Tzara is Pater. So option number one is Shnei Achim. We have two brothers, and the way we had set it up in the first Mishnah in the previous Perek was we had Reuven and Levi, Umeis Achad Mehem, and one of them dies, that's Levi. And then they had a brother, Shimon was born, and then Reuven was Miyabim, his brother's wife, meaning Reuven was Miyabim, Levi's wife, and Reuven had another wife as well, and then Reuven died without children. So the first one, meaning Levi's wife, she goes free because she's Eishes Achiv Shloya Bai Lamai. Shimon's not allowed to marry her, and the Shnia goes free because she's the Tzara. Let's say he did Mimer, which is a quasi Kiddushin. It's a type of Kiddushin that of Yavim could do, but it's only Rabban, and it's not the Raisa, Bameis, and then Reuven died, so Ashnei Chaletzis, Lemis Yavemes, the Tzara needs Chalitza and not Yibam. Now moving on to another scenario, which is going to be the subject of Machlokes. Shnei Achim Umeis Achad Mehem. Let's say we have these two brothers, and one of them died, so again we have Reuven and Levi, and then Levi died, and over here, what happened next? V'yibim Hasheni as Eishes Achiv. The second one, meaning Reuven, he was Miyabim, his brother's wife, meaning he was Miyabim, Levi's wife, and V'achar Kach Noyod Lehem Ach. Then after the Yibam happened, that's when Shimon was born. As opposed to in the previous Mishnah, the way the case was set up is that Shimon was born before Yibam happened. Vameis, and then Reuven died. So Rishayna Yatzim Shom Eishes Achiv Shloya Bai Lamai. In this case as well, the Tanakhama holds that the first wife, meaning Levi's original wife, she goes free because she's Eishes Achiv Shloya Bai Lamai, and Shimon's not allowed to marry her. Vashniya Mishum Tzarasa, and the second one goes free because she's the Tzara. Also, a Mimer, let's say Reuven only did Mimer to her. Vameis, and then he died. Hashni Chaletz Vlamis Yavemes. The second one needs Chalitza, not Yibam. But now we have a Machlaika. So Reb Shimon says that in this scenario, Miyabim he could do Yibum or Chalitza to whichever one he wants. And the reason why Reb Shimon's Mekel is because since Reuven did Yibum before Shimon was born, that means when Shimon came to the picture, vis-a-vis him, this wife of Reuven's is only Reuven's wife, and it never was considered Levi's wife. In the previous Mishnah, Shimon was born when she was considered a Shemeres Yavam. Reuven still had not done Yibum to Levi's wife. And since Shimon wasn't alive when Levi was alive, so that's why it's considered Eishes Achiv Shloya Bai Lamai, and Shimon's never allowed to marry her. However, in this scenario, again, just to review, Shimon was born after Reuven did Yibam. So this woman is just considered like Reuven's wife. And according to Reb Shimon, we don't pay attention to the fact that she used to be married to Levi. And that's why she's permitted in Yibam or Chalitza, whichever one he prefers. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to talk about general halachas of Yibam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.